USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing Dante Wright, will go to trial on December 6th. Potter and her attorney were informed of the judge's decision in a pretrial hearing on Monday. Prosecutors have charged Potter with second-degree manslaughter after body camera video shows her shooting and killing Wright during a traffic stop last month in Brooklyn Center. Her former chief saying Potter meant to use her taser, but instead grabbed her gun. Vice President Kamala Harris is holding more meetings on the surge at the southern border, opening a session with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Harris saying the U.S. must focus on the root causes of mass illegal immigration to the United States from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, questioning why Harris has not been to the border herself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Biden administration announced on Monday that about 39 million families will begin receiving monthly child tax credit payments for the first time starting July 15th. The payments are covered by the massive COVID-19 stimulus bill that passed in March. The bill raises the maximum payments families can receive per child this year from $2,000 to $3,600. Families will get monthly payments up to $300 for children under the age of 6 years old and up to $250 for children 6 to 18. According to the IRS, 80% of families will receive that money via direct deposit. The other 20% will get payments by check or debit card. It may be a bit easier to get a tank of gas on the East Coast now that thousands more stations got supplies following last week's shutdown of the nation's biggest pipeline network. Gas shortages in the region are easing up, but many stations are still dry. Fuel outages continue in North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, and Georgia. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden is continuing to look for support from Republicans regarding his infrastructure plan.
President Biden will meet early this week with a group of Republican senators to continue negotiations over his infrastructure plan. The two sides met last Thursday, with both emerging hopeful that a compromise could be reached. Republicans have balked at the size of the president's more than $2 trillion proposal, looking instead for a smaller and more targeted package. Representative Ashley Hinson says she's also hopeful for a deal. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that investing in infrastructure is important, but that not enough of the president's plan does that.
Only 6% goes to roads and bridges, only about 5% to broadband infrastructure, and even less to locks and dams and ports. So when you're talking about spending more on electric vehicle subsidies than actual infrastructure, I think that's where we need to come to the drawing board. I think there is a room where we can actually find a solution that everybody agrees on, but I hope we can all come to the table and get something done.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The FBI has reclassified the 2017 congressional baseball shooting by gunman James Hodgkinson as a domestic violent extremist instead of the initial conclusion of suicide by cop, which had sparked outrage from survivors. Hodgkinson, a radical left-wing activist, fired more than 100 rounds at the congressman during their baseball outing. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise spent months recovering from the shooting. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.